going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Who's your guy in the division now that you're kind of like, you're going to circle that guy?
I don't really got no guys circled. I think they should have me circled.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That's an answer.
That's the answer.
That's an answer.
If you're a corner, you're not going to say, well, there was actually 11 wide receivers that I'm really concerned about covering this year, guys, and I'm glad you asked me that. Here's my list of guys who strike fear in me. I don't know if a corner can survive with that mentality.
No, not strike fear, but like, who do you, like, it was DK. It was DK Metcalf.
Right.
He wanted that dude.
Well, and
so
I
who
think,
do you want now? Like, I mean, Davante Adams, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if you want to get that out there. And DK is a guy that you would do that to because you knew you could get in his head early and often.
Yep.
Davante is, you know, what, 13-year vet and a guy that, you know, Puka Nacua and the rest, I don't know if you necessarily want them to have you on their radar, right? You got to fly below the radar if you're D'Amador Lenore.
Well, and this is bad news for the Cardinals draft pick last year, but the two best young receivers in the NFC West that are not on the 49ers, obviously. We'll see where Pearsall's career goes and whatnot, but the two best young receivers are Puka Nacua and Jackson Smith Njigba. Those are the guys that Lenore is probably going to be locked up with for a long time.
And Marvin Harrison Jr. would be the other
one.
Well,
that's kind of the guy, like, actually, I thought he was a little disappointing, to be honest with you.
Rookie year, I didn't think it was that bad. And, you know, it's a team where you had the tight end who was wide receiver one, much like with this team here, the 49ers, same thing with George Kittle.
We are live right now, not only in the Laughing Monk studios, but we are at Laughing Monk Brewing here in Sunnyvale. After checking out Niners mini camp, Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco. The whole group's been phenomenal, and we're loving our time here at Laughing Monk today. Shasky's going to call in a little bit later this hour. John Miller next hour. Giants in the midst of a 6-game win streak. But I actually want to take a moment, if I may, to kind of spotlight. Speaking of circling people, two people in what I will call our community. One of them is a host at this station, and another one is somebody who listens to the station on a daily basis and is literally in the YouTube chat on the daily basis trying to poke. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get your attention. I see both of you. One goes by the name of Austin in San Jose, and the other one goes by the name of Matt Steinmetz. And both of you, unprompted, did the same thing 10 minutes ago. And I don't know why, and I want to know, as Pete Carroll said to Jim Harbaugh once upon a time, what's your deal? What is your deal? What is this thing that you're stuck on with Brock Purdy through three interceptions at minicamp yesterday? Who cares? What are you getting at? We do this every year. Hell, we do this in camp. It's not even camp yet. It's June. By the way, we just went out there and watched him today. What'd you think of Brock Purdy today?
I don't recall an incomplete pass.
The ball didn't hit the ground. He looked phenomenal. Are either of us running laps? Who cares? It's mini camp. They're trying different things. This would be akin to freaking out if Logan Webb gave up two homers in spring training.
Right.
It does not matter. So find a mirror and ask yourselves, what's my deal? Like, why are you waking up on a daily basis and trying to find a way to poke holes in the $53 million quarterback who, by the way, defensive genius Robert Saleh looked all of us in the eye earlier today and said, I've been around to a few teams the last few years. That's one of the best quarterbacks in this game. I don't want to denigrate any other quarterbacks, but that's one of the best quarterbacks in this game. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I think that the Brock Purdy conversation, to a degree, obviously any quarterback, any pro athlete, we're going to assess what they do and their career will unfold as it unfolds. But this whole idea of whether or not he's the guy and he's worth this, that, or the other, the conversation's over.
It's over.
It's over. He makes $53 million. That's your dude. Let's play ball. That's all. I don't understand it. I don't understand this need to run around in June
right.
and find like mistakes made with the fourth string wide receiving core. Doesn't make any sense to me.
It's something that I've never even really bought into. And, you know, I get it. You mentioned Steiny. He's a host on the show. The other individual you mentioned, I wish you never would again, because he's accused me in that very chat multiple times of being racist and other nonsensical things, which is why he's blocked, which is also why I don't really traffic in the chat anymore, because that type of commentary, that's where you can
right.
The greater point is what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of it out there. Steiny, this is unprompted. Purdy threw three interceptions yesterday. Oh, okay.
And it was 7-on-7.
What was the final score of the game?
And right. And honestly, if you go out there, and neither of the people you mentioned, I believe, has been out there, if I'm a coach of a team in June, I want my quarterback taking chances.
Yep.
I want him to make throws that are reckless and dangerous. I don't want to see, and I actually saw a lot of this from Brock today, a lot of checkdowns. And that's fine. Check it down. Nothing's open. Check it down. That's a skill. It's something that's good to nurture and develop. But in June, I want you to try to make throws that are forced or maybe aren't open. Throw interceptions. And I was just thinking about Summer League for the Warriors many, many years ago, where Marco Bellinelli went to Vegas and he had 42 points in a Summer League game. And we all lost our Casey Schmidt over it. And come to find out, he was not a 40-point-a-game player when you got to October in the association.
It's funny that you make a joke with Casey Schmidt's name in there. Remember what happened when Casey Schmidt came to the big leagues for the first time? Everyone lost it. This was going to be what the great next. Wow, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
He's hitting 400 right for 2 weeks. Like, I don't know, man. Let this stuff play out. There was no football game yesterday. It's funny you bring up the checkdowns. And this is an actual, if you care about the analytics and numbers of all of this, you want to know what Brock Purdy's biggest mistake was last year? He didn't check it down enough.
Right.
He in fact, he did it fewer than almost every quarterback in the entire NFL. He was, you could argue, taking too many chances for somebody who walks around with a captain checkdown sort of a reputation.
Yeah. And so right now, go ahead and take a risk. Make the throw. And, you know, for the Warriors in Summer League, whoever's going to be out there, go ahead and do what you need to do. Make the mistakes you need to make. And you mentioned spring training, and that's a great comp, because you get a starting pitcher go out there and maybe throw three innings and give up seven runs. And they ask him afterward, and they're like, I'm just trying to work through my stuff here. I don't care about that.
Right.
If I asked you what Logan Webb's ERA was this year in the Cactus League.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, no clue for any of these guys.
I don't even know if you can find that number. Can you find that without calling the Giants?
You probably can. I mean,
honestly.
It's out there somewhere, but that's just a great point. I will say this, though, and I mentioned this to Grandy yesterday. Rory McIlroy shot an 81 on Monday at Oakmont ahead of the U.S. Open. It's a practice round, but that has a little bit more import to me because, you know, you're just a couple days away from the actual event. But Brock Purdy, I'm sure he has numbers from today. I haven't seen them. I didn't tabulate them. I'm not going to seek them out because they are meaningless.
Yeah, absolutely. There was, you know what? I stand corrected. The ball did hit the ground one time.
One time.
Remember, yeah. Yeah, the receiver went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Mac Jones threw a pick today.
Yes, he did.
The defense went bananas over that. Well, they were happy.
It's an excitable group.
Yep.
It's an excitable group. Anyway, we're sponsored by Safeway. We'll get back to the Giants in a little bit because actually, among other things, there is some breaking news with regard to the San Francisco Giants. So we'll get to that coming up next. Your phone calls are always welcome. 888-957-9570. Live from Laughing Monk. It's Willard.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And Dibs.
Yeah, I'm sad about that. They should have me circled. We just gonna see who get the last laugh.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Patrick Bailey joins Matt Chapman on the injured list.
Man.
Giants just made that move public about 15 minutes ago. Patrick Bailey goes on the injured list with a neck strain. The bad news for Sam Huff, who cleared waivers and was sent down to the minors for the Giants, is that he is not the person that they just called right back up.
And you are not the catcher.
Very good.
A little more poetry.
Very good,
Maury.
Yeah, his name is Logan Porter. The catcher who's been called up from AAA, who for now will be replacing Patrick Bailey on the active roster.
So it's possible that we get Logan to Logan coming up.
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
Friday night, Logan Webb will be thrown against the Dodgers. I'm glad you brought that series up. A couple things. First of all, Shasky's going to call in here in just about 25 minutes or so. He sent out a tweet last night about Kyle Harrison that really got me thinking. I want to talk it out with him.
Okay.
So he's going to jump in. John Miller in about an hour right here on Willard and Dibs. This is part of what I was talking about off the top, though, with regard to, hey, you've got six wins in a row. They're all by one run. We got walk-offs all over the place. Wow, this is so much fun. I'm worried. The Matt Chapman injury, the Giants are not equipped for that. They're just not. The way that they operate, the glove that he is over there at third base, the middle of the order presence that he is, they are not equipped to lose him for an extended period of time. And it sounds like this is going to be at least somewhat extended. So I really want to see this team get some help for the pitching staff ASAP. I'm not saying that can be done by this weekend, but this is not just a series against the Dodgers. That's not what it is. I'm actually putting less importance on the final score of these games as opposed to kind of how the whole series feels. What I see as the problem for the Giants and their fan base over the last 3 years, I've told you this before, yep, is an inferiority complex. Like, I cannot stand when the Giants play the Dodgers and there's this feeling of like, ooh, I wonder if we can compete. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It makes us feel small. It makes the city feel small. It makes it feel like the Giants are the Marlins. The Giants are not the Marlins. They're the freaking Giants. And what I'm really looking for out of this organization is to start swaggering into some stadiums. And so that's what I'm looking for this weekend. Not so much like, oh, you need to send a message and beat them, but I want the Giants to not feel small when they go to Dodger Stadium this weekend, and that's why the Chapman injury is so ill-timed.
It's brutal, and he is their number one player in wins above replacement. He's having the best year for the Giants, and now you lose Bailey, who is your second-best defensive player. Actually, by metrics, he's your top defensive yep. player. So you're a team that has a swagger. If you're going to swagger in, your swagger is pitching and defense. The pitching is intact. Your defense is badly hurt by losing your top two defensive players. So it's interesting, the whole idea about a swagger, because the Giants don't have a team that's built to go in there and swagger in and put up a 9 and a 10 spot. And we talked about how long it had been since they scored four runs in an inning. So your swagger is still your pitching staff, which isn't really like a swagger that the casual fan would be able to look at and go, yeah, I love that bullpen. The middle relief is like super great. One thing Grandy and I talked about yesterday was the players you can least afford to lose. Like, I think about the outfield, and you've got pretty good outfield depth. And even the rotation, if something were to happen to a starter, you've got right now six starters when Verlander comes back.
Yep.
You've got bullpen depth. You've got, you know, some depth, a little bit at DH. You've got different people you can use. First base, you've got some people. It was really third base and catcher. Your backup catcher, who's now going to be your third string catcher, and your starting catcher, neither of them is good enough defensively, and neither one of them can really hit either. And at third base, Casey Schmidt off to a great start as the fill-in, but you lose Chapman, one of your best offensive players and your best defensive infielder. So we were just talking about what you can't afford to lose, and it was really third base and catcher, and now you're without your third baseman and your catcher.
Exactly. Now, I know that it's not kind of in to say this right now, but I'm going to throw shortstop into that mix as well. I know how people feel right now about Willy Adames and the struggles and everything, but if you're talking about an everyday presence or an extended period, they just don't have it. They do not. Like, that was, I thought, behind the scenes, made very clear by the organization at the start of the year, they cannot withstand something going wrong on the left side of the infield. And now you've got one of them struggling in a prolonged way, and the other one is going to be out in a little bit of a prolonged way. And so that's why I feel like a little bit muted as far as the excitement around this particular win streak, because, man, I don't know exactly how they're going to be able to withstand that as they go through a period, by the way, we talked about this also, the rest of the first half of the season, think about the teams you're going up against and the ones who are coming here to the Bay Area. Next homestand, Boston is coming. Before they go to the All-Star break, Philly is coming. The Dodgers are coming. You're going to the Dodgers. Like, you've got some real series that you want to circle coming up here in the next month or so. And their lineup doesn't feel ready for it.
No.
It just doesn't.
And Boston is not the Boston we would normally expect. They're having a bit of a down year.
But they can hit.
They can hit. They can hit. Philadelphia absolutely mashes. And the Dodgers, that's their only saving grace right now, is that they can really hit. I was talking with Grandy yesterday, and the Dodgers have started 13 different pitchers, and we're barely into June. Yep. So their rotation is in shambles. Yamamoto's the only guy who's made every turn so far, and you've had openers, and you've had Blake Snell. I laugh every time. He's actually started two games for the Dodgers, and you know Kershaw's only started a handful or whatever, but the Dodgers can rake, and so you mentioned the schedule ahead, and the Dodgers actually are the last series before the break. First time they come to Oracle Park is the last three All-Star games break. Before the break,
yep.
And you hope Chapman's back by then, but no guarantee. It feels like the Bailey thing is just going to be a 10-day, right? I mean, it's a stiff neck.
Yeah, I mean.
You never know.
Yeah.
But that one doesn't feel too serious
no,
to me.
No, I get it. I get it. I get what you're saying. And obviously, Bailey is more of a defensive presence than an offensive one anyway. So maybe you're trading a little bit of defense for offense. But that's, again, what I want to see this weekend, and it's really nothing more than a feeling inside your gut when you're watching this team play. I do not want them to look overwhelmed. I do not want to hear I don't want to hear about moral victories. I just don't want it anymore. I don't want the Dodgers to come to Oracle Park next month and have the team selling Dodger gear out in left field. Like, all of this stuff to me comes from the same place. Yes, of course, whoever plays the Dodgers right now is, quote, the underdog and has less star power and all of that. Outside of Aaron Judge, I don't know. The next handful of hitters, they're all Dodgers. So I understand that you're not going to change that, but there has to be something that changes within the Giants organization. And this is why I'd love to go see Buster get really aggressive with regard to acquiring offense, is I just think there's a little bit too much of an I can't attitude. And it's not the players. That's not what I'm getting at. But I want Giant baseball to feel different. It needs to feel more confident, bigger, able to compete on the highest stage, because if they keep pitching like this, the highest stage is where they're heading.
Right, and I think about 2021, and we did a little bit of a dive into that year yesterday when the Giants win 107, the Dodgers win 106, and that team was a team that had swagger. It was a very good pitching staff led by Kevin Gausman, and they were second in baseball in home runs. So they yep. actually had both parts of the team that were absolutely elite, and you took the Dodgers to five, or you went five with the Dodgers and came down to just one play that didn't go your way, but that was a team that had that level of swagger. And so it's only been a few years since then. This offense is not that offense, and just looking at some of the individuals from that season, Crawford, career year, Brandon Belt had 29. Yeah. Yaz had 25 home runs.
I don't understand it, to be honest with you. Mike, when you start thinking about that year, when you say that out loud, in this ballpark, that team was second
right.
in the league in home runs.
240 home runs as a team.
They had, you know what? Hey, Grandy, get your game show music ready.
Scott. Da,
one,
da.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 Giants that year hit double-digit home runs.
Yeah.
10 different Giants. Dan.
Oh, boy. It's a Dan day?
It's a Dan day.
Well, that means I'm getting called in the office.
Yeah. What do you think? How many of those 10 can you name?
I should be able to name all 10 because we did this yesterday, but at
you
my...
You did this yesterday?
We didn't do, like, all 10 of them, but I literally looked at the baseball reference.
Oh, okay.
And
I was like, you played the game show music and
no,
everything?
No, but we talked about that year, and okay. I was struck by the fact that they had all these guys with career years, but I know it's Belt and Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
And Yaz, the aforementioned Yaz.
Correct.
Buster must have hit 10.
18.
Yeah. Wilmer had to hit 10.
18.
It's a bunch of guys who hit 18, as I recall.
Yep.
And
all right, you've got the first half. There are five more.
Yeah. Here's where it gets a little dicey, because the old memory ain't what she used to be, Mark. And, yes, that was before Jock, so we're not going to say that. Don't buzz me. I'm just talking out loud because it's a radio show, and dead air is bad for business. Although it wouldn't be dead with this snappy tune playing
quit
in the background.
Quit stalling!
Did Stalling hit 10?
No, okay. He did not.
Thank you.
No.
Scudero was probably gone. I'm talking out loud.
Yeah, but you're kind of cheating by throwing out
big
names
time.
That you know are probably
Conforto and Haniger.
Okay, Michael. Let's see. Do we hear Michael Conforto? Not on the team. Do I hear Mitch Haniger?
Well, then I lose.
Not on the team. Yeah.
Who am I missing, Mark?
You can't think of any of the other five? One of them was, okay, how about, let's see if we can clue you in.
When I say, who four am I missing, them, that indicates that I can't think of them.
None of these five are on the team anymore, but one of them was a week ago.
Okay, I think Ruff is on the move.
Darren Ruff was not on the team a week ago, but hit 16 home runs
right.
That year.
A guy who was on a team a week ago.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Lamont Wade.
Thank you. Lamont Wade had an 808 OPS and 18 home runs that year.
Man.
What the hell?
Yeah.
All right. Three more. Are you giving up?
Pretty much.
All right. Let's see if I can, I'll give you clues.
Oh, guess I'm not giving up.
No. These are fun. One of them.
Quitting gets a bad name.
One of them used to throw balls at cardboard cutouts in the stands.
Oh, man. You talked about this a little bit ago, and I forgot.
And people would chant his name in the dugout.
Oh, Dick.
Yeah,
Alex Dickerson.
You didn't have to say it that way. Yeah, Alex Dickerson, 13 home runs. All
okay.
Right. One of these guys
this
has
fun.
One of these guys has a name that is only one letter different than a Desperate Housewives star.
Oh boy, I watch all those. Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
Eva Longoria.
Yeah, well, no, but his name was.
Devin Longoria.
No, Evan Longoria. But anyway, Evan Longoria had 13 home runs. And lastly.
That was a great clue.
Last one. This man shares a last name with one of our Warriors insiders.
Oh. Slate.
Yeah. And his first name was?
Ozzy. He went by Ozzy. Austin Slater.
He did not go by
that. That was fun, Mark.
Yeah, Austin Slater with 12 home runs for the Giants.
And I reached double digit buzzers in that little quiz.
You did.
So add me to the list.
Like, I would say you did a good job, except for you told me you stared at this just yesterday.
For probably an hour.
And, yeah, so that actually is not a good job.
No, because we were talking about, I think the topic, Grandy, was 2021. And how Giants fans had more of a feeling of doubt and dread than this team. Because my thing yesterday, and I was playing off of your phraseology about expectation versus hope, and my pendulum is swinging toward expectation with this team because of the sustainability of what they have. And that kind of led us to 2021, where even though they won 107, there was still that feeling of like it not even being real. And maybe that's why, because you had all these guys with monster years, and it just felt so, like, out of what could have been expected.
I mean, in a way, depends on your entry point, I guess. This year feels even weirder, because those were career years. This is a bunch of victories when your hitters are not doing that.
Yeah.
They're doing the opposite. Your hitters are not hitting at all, and yet you're still finding a way to win games. You want to take a crack at either of the two people who only hit one home run for that Giants team?
Oh, I mean, Joey Bart?
Two guys, one of them still on the team.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandy. I mean.
You have the right position there.
Oh.
If you could name the catcher who that year hit only one home run, I'd give you $5 right
is
now.
Is it my guy Chadwick Tromp?
I owe you $5.
All
there
right.
You go.
That's always
my
go-to.
Lucas?
That's always my go-to when it comes to, like, a random Giant The other just because the name Chadwick Tromp.
The other one, I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but that this was the end of pitchers hitting that year.
It was.
Is that correct?
Yep.
All right, so the other one who only hit one home run was a pitcher.
Yeah. Mad Bum was gone, so it couldn't have been him. Man.
This was the last ever giant home run hit by a pitcher.
And I think I looked at this like two weeks ago.
Man,
and
your memory sucks.
No, it's awful.
Yeah.
Is it? Whatever. Logan Webb?
Yes, of course it is.
What do you mean, of course it is?
I said he's still on the team. None of the other pitchers were on the team back then.
Okay. Duvall? Was Duvall on the team then?
He's a closer.
But is he on the team?
He doesn't go hit.
But is he on the team?
He is now.
All right.
Yes.
I hate these
quizzes.
He
is now. I don't think he was then.
Logan Webb hit that home run on game 162. So not only the last Giant to hit, but the last MLB starting pitcher to hit a home run.
Exactly.
Look at Grandy with a little did you know throwback to the ESPN SportsCenter days.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. These quizzes are more fun at the studio when you can't see my computer and I get to cheat and then still get them wrong. That's much more fun.
Yeah, Duvall was not on that. Or actually, Duvall did come up at the end.
Oh,
and he did.
Okay.
Yeah. No at-bats.
Of course not.
No. You know who the closer was that year? Jake McGee.
Oh, my God.
Jake McGee.
Jake McGee. Yeah.
31 saves for that Giants team. Anyway, okay.
107 wins and 31 saves. That tells me that there was a lot of
there's some other people,
a lot of motorboatings.
Well, yes, and Tyler Rogers did a little bit of the closing as well. Yep. He had 13 saves for that team. Camillo checked in with 3.
Okay,
he had 3 of the saves that year. Anyway, 888-957-9570. Absolutely glad that you're with us. And yeah, Shasky's going to hop in here in just a few minutes. And let me tell everybody a little bit about why.
Yeah.
Okay. Check this out.
I saw the tweet and I actually responded to it because I'm Team Shasky on this one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that. And I'm not on or off the team on this one. I just have questions. I have questions. That's all. Let me read this to you. This is from Shasky. Quote, "Nobody would argue that Marco Luciano has been extremely underwhelming. But I've been as underwhelmed with Kyle Harrison overall. Both are really young guys, and maybe they turn it around one day. I was just hoping one, if not both, would be immediately much better than what they are." So what do you mean you're on Team Shasky on that one?
Well, the Luciano part of it is the part where it kind of misses me because Kyle Harrison has been far better than Marco Luciano. However, I do look at Kyle Harrison, and I think just watching him pitch now, and this is only year 3, and he's not yet 24 years old, far from a finished product, I thought that he would be more of a pitcher and less of a thrower. Because what I see from Kyle, and you saw it again last night, he basically is a one and change pitch pitcher. He throws the fastball the 5th most frequency in all of Major League Baseball. He throws it only 70% of the time.
You went and found analytics, did you?
I did because
okay.
I did. When you watch him pitch, you think, God, this guy throws a lot of fastballs.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a secondary pitch. And so if you're going to be a starter with a mediocre fastball, and that's his fastball is 95. It's not an overwhelming fastball. Maybe the velo will continue to rise as he gets healthier after last year. I look at a guy with a slightly above average fastball, and that's it. He doesn't have a breaking pitch or a changeup that he throws that effectively. So I'm just a little underwhelmed by him as a starting pitcher right now in year 3.
Underwhelmed, I don't think that's an unfair word by any stretch, but question number 1, I can already tell you for Joe, is going to be, why did this sentiment show up today? Like, I didn't think last night was some sort of he gave up 4 hits in 5 innings at Coors Field.
To the worst offense in the history of baseball.
4 hits in 5 innings. I understand the 2 of them were home runs. It's Coors Field. I don't know if this matters to you. I have it on very good authority that Kyle was incredibly under the weather last night. matter to you or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
And my thing is always, if you are out there, you're out there.
I know. I know that's your thing. I'm just going to present a bunch of stuff to you. You tell me if it matters or not. Here's actually my number one thing. He's 23.
Yeah, almost 24.
He's 23 years old.
Old enough to have developed a second or third pitch, I think.
Well, he has developed a second or third pitch. You may not think he uses it enough, but he's not throwing exclusively fastballs.
Right.
You know what I mean? I guess not just 23, but this is a guy that, like, how many starts since they brought him back from the bullpen? Like, what are we at here? Four?
Four starts? Yep, four starts.
Is that where we're at?
Yep.
Four starts. Last year, he pitched hurt. He was pretty much hurt. Like, multiple injuries that he was dealing with. He lost his command. He lost his mechanics. All of those things. Tried to pitch through it. It didn't go great. But, yes, he's, like, still building. He's, like, I don't know, man. He's in the process. He hasn't pitched more than five innings in a game yet this year. Like, he's clearly building up strength and stamina back to being a starting pitcher again. And, gosh, I mean, last night, four hits in five innings. Sure, the game against San Diego was not great. The time before that, five shutout innings and one hit. Like, I guess my point is I'm not seeing something that looks like a gas can out there. He doesn't look bad.
He does not.
He's 23 years old.
Right. To me, he does not look like a first-round pick. And that's what he was. To me, he looks like a guy who is just relying on his natural ability, and I've not seen the evolution of a pitcher. I see a thrower, a guy who can hump it up there 95, 96, but I'm not seeing him evolve into being a pitcher. And he was hurt last year, fine, 4.56 ERA. This year, 4.56 ERA.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and that's just one number.
Very,
and
very limited outings so far.
I'm just a little bit disappointed in the arc of his career. I'm not seeing the development of the arsenal and, you know, him as a pitcher.
Interesting. Interesting. You know how, what do we say on this show so far in 2025? All roads lead to?
Okamenga.
Okay. I just want, like, Kyle's 23.
Right.
23. No one's asking for other 22 and 23-year-olds to be finished products yet.
I'm not expecting him to be a finished product, but much like Kuminga, I'm looking for development. And I don't think that Kuminga's game has developed to where I would be comfortable.
Okay.
That's actually not a bad comp. He's not 23.
No, Kuminga. He's 22. He's 22.
Big difference.
Yep. Although been in the pros a lot longer than Kyle
Harrison's
has.
About to be 24.
Yep. Fair. Yeah. And Jonathan is about to be 23. That's what happens every year.
Usually.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. 888-957-9570. Are you getting impatient with Kyle Harrison? It sounds like Shasky is. He'll hop in here next. John Miller joins us in about a half hour. Live from Laughing Monk, this is Willard and Dib.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
2-2. A little dribbler! Vodnik will not have a play! Lee ties it up! And like we say all the time, Wilmer Flores does it with his legs.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Our good man Joe Shasky is going to join us here in just a second. Yeah, I've been racking my brain. I can't think of something more ridiculous than the idea of a game-tying infield hit from Wilmer Flores.
Yeah.
I can't think of any, like, what on earth is more unlikely than that?
An actual sack fly where somebody intentionally hits the ball in the air.
They've been doing that lately.
Doing better. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
And just the idea of a hit that, according to StatCast, was 49 miles an hour off the bat, which is not very fast. Negative 72 degree launch angle. If it's 90 degrees, that means it goes straight down. And yeah, the hit distance was 2 feet. It flew 2 feet before it hit the ground. So as Krug would call it, it was a duck snort.
Do you know what you're describing? It sounds like you're describing one of the golf shots that you or I are going to hit later on this month. Before we bring Shasky on, I want to remind each and every one of you here on Willard and Dibbs, we are inviting you to play golf with us. We will be broadcasting live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 27th. And then we're going to stay the night. That's right. And then we're going to wake up the next day and we're going to play some golf with two lucky listeners and their guests, maybe unlucky listeners, we'll find out. But anyway, two of your listeners and a guest will come on out the morning after. Tune into our show tomorrow and Friday for your chance to win an overnight stay at Cache Creek plus a round of golf with us. We are very much looking forward to that. We're looking forward to hanging out on the River Islands guest line with our buddy Joe Shasky, obviously from the Morning Roast as well. Hey, Butch, what's going on, man?
Cache Creek Golf, I've never played there. Maybe I might have to wiggle my way into this. New Callaway driver.
I am actually looking for a plus one.
Yeah, word is we have some pull out there at least that day. So you should come.
I mean, what day is it? Put me down. What day is it? What day is it?
Saturday, June 28th.
Put me down as tentative. Got to talk to the wife. Saturdays, I got to run through the missus.
Right.
I don't want to get in trouble. But put me down.
That means you're a definite no. You just gave us the, I'm going to try to stop by. That's a definite no.
Well, I mean, if we tee off first thing in the morning, I'm there. You know, Saturdays are for my family. I'm sorry.
No, that's fair.
Jeez.
That's fair. That's why I'm bringing my family out with me as my plus one, potentially even plus two. But how come you won't treat Kyle Harrison like family? What's up with that, Shasky?
What do you mean? I don't get why am I all of a sudden deemed like a Kyle Harrison hater? I don't get
it. No, I'm kidding. But we just read your tweet, and the way I looked at it was, I don't think this is disagreeable, but I do have questions. And the number one question I would center everything around is, wouldn't it be fair to say he's 23 and I think deserves a little bit more time before we kind of make up our mind about Kyle Harrison?
Yeah, well, who said that his career is over? Like, who's jumping the gun and saying he's a bust, number one? Number two, who is saying that his career is over? I mean, I view him very much similar to, like, here's a great example. I'll give you an analogy, football analogy. Al Smith was a fine player. He was fine. He was whatever. As a number one pick, meeting all the hypes, probably a little underwhelming, right? And that's part of the way I view Kyle Harrison right now. It's not just Kyle Harrison in a vacuum. Look, it's not about one start. It's about the body of work. And he's a one-pitch guy who really can't command that fastball. When you watch, he misses wide. He misses high. He has no secondary pitch. No one is saying his career is over. This is from the same guy who watched, you know, Ryan Vogelsong bounce around and then show up and be an absolute monster late in his career in like his 30s, and he figured it out. Jason Schmidt famously had his best years later in life, longer in the process. I'm not saying he's done. I'm talking about where he was before he came up, how Farhan specifically talked about him, how the organization viewed him, how us fans viewed him, what he represented. It's been a little underwhelming. And nobody's saying his career's over and he's finished and he sucks. I mean, he's a fringe fourth, fifth starter right now in a very good rotation, mind you, all right? And if he's not that, he's probably a bullpen arm. He's a big leaguer, but a top-of-the-end, you know, frontline rotation guy?
Yeah, and he's only started 35 times, which is barely more than one full season of major league starts. But I'm with you, Butch, as far as the one-pitch element of it. If you were a coach of his, and I know you're a coach of many, what pitch do you think would be a good companion to his fastball? Which, it's a good fastball. It's not elite. But what pitch would you like to see him develop to where he becomes less of a thrower and more of a pitcher?
Well, I think, Bibbs, it's a great question. And the answer is like, right now, it's not the curveball slider. I don't really know what that pitch is. They call it a sweeper. I'm not really sure it hangs. He can't get that over for a strike, especially early in counts. I think it's the changeup, but he hung the changeup twice last night, and it got hit. Does that look last night? I actually thought it was an okay start last night. Just all things considered. You go five, it's Coors Field. I don't love that you give up a run immediately after we scored a run. You know, a shutdown inning is really important when you're a pitcher. But again, these ways I view him aren't off of one start. It's the totality. Look, when you close your eyes, okay, and you watch the two guys pitch, okay, or I guess open your eyes, and you watch the two guys pitch, Hayden Birdsong looks much more refined than where Kyle Harrison's at. And what's ironic is if you go back and you dig into the details of last year, their numbers are very, very similar. Yet when I watch the two of them, I watch one guy who clearly can get breaking balls over early in counts and can get ahead in counts and wipe guys away in Birdsong. And then I see another guy who struggles and he falls behind in counts, leading to him having to get into the zone predictably and guys getting two butt cheeks into it. Now, I'm just telling you, like, I've been more impressed with Birdsong. Obviously, he didn't have the hype than I have Harrison. But I'm not saying that Harrison's career is over. It's also what he represented. I mean, Farhan, I found the quote today because I was like, am I tripping? He said it over and over. He's untradeable. We cannot envision any scenario where we would trade Kyle Harrison. Now, look, this isn't just the Giants. All of minor league baseball that does these evaluations had him ranked from 2023 through on as the number one left-handed prospect in baseball. You know, maybe everybody was just a little too high on him, myself included.
Well, here's what I'd say, Butch. I'm not trying to say by any stretch that you're ending his career. I'm almost wondering. No, is it too early to even start sort of assessing it in that kind of a way when you do dig in to where he's been? Because we know that last year, the guy, he lost his mechanics. He was pitching hurt. I happen to know for a fact he regrets it. He now wishes he had just shut it down because it messed him up for a while. This year, he's building arm strength back up. I'm not here to make excuses. I'm here to point out, like, I look at Landon Roop and I'm like, ooh, I kind of like this guy. Landon's 26. Yeah, yeah. Like, this is what I want to throw at you, because you have been, in my opinion, a very strong voice in this market with the idea of Kuminga's 22. There's raw skill there. We got to develop it. Why can't we say the same thing about Kyle Harrison?
No, I agree. The irony is, though, is that he should have been doing that development in the minor leagues. And look, this is not just a Kyle Harrison issue. Look around all the young players in the game. No one goes over like 115 innings in the minor leagues. So this isn't just Kyle Harrison. Everyone in the bigs, all the young guys, Jack Leiter, Harold Kumar, Kumar Rocker, excuse me. You know, the kid Chad for Milwaukee Brewers. There's multiple guys for the Chicago White Sox right now, some young players. None of these guys in the minors were going more than three or four innings at a time. I think this is more of a minor league issue overall, and the Giants obviously fell victim to it, where you don't want to stretch guys out. But I mean, do you envision this guy throwing 150, 160 innings this year or next year at the big league level? It's probably not going to happen this year. But, like, next year, you think he's going to be ready for that? I have a hard time seeing it.
Yeah, and nobody really goes 200 innings anymore other than Logan Webb, who I believe still leads baseball. And, you know, him being 23, you probably don't want to stretch him out. But I'm just looking at his minor league totals. And when he was 20, he threw 113 innings over the span of two teams, two different leagues. So maybe that's part of it, Butch, is he hasn't been stretched out enough. And I wonder if his spot right now isn't better off in the bullpen when Verlander gets healthy.
Well, I would like him in the bullpen, but he's still a one-pitch guy, right? And I think they've used him actually pretty brilliantly because they built up his confidence. Again, yesterday wasn't the worst thing in the world. Like when Verlander comes back, he's the odd man out. Just look at the ERAs in the rotation and look at him and think about who you trust right now. And that doesn't mean 2 months from now you don't trust him to go back into it. We know it's a long, long season. The days of Lincecum, Cain, Bumgarner taking 33 starts a year and just pencil that in, those days are over. But, like, I'm asking you guys right now, does he look more like Johnny Sanchez or Mad Bum? Because I was sold on Mad Bum. And I'm not saying like Johnny Sanchez wasn't a guy that I loved. I love Johnny Sanchez. But that was a fringe five starter. And that's what we're looking at right now. And, yes, he needs a lot of development, Mark. Like, I don't deny any of that. And I'm not also canceling his career at all. Not even, like, no way in hell. I referenced Jason Schmidt. I referenced other guys. I mean, look at Zach Wheeler. It took him multiple years to finally meet his promise. But I would also say this. He's got to be able to hang his hat on something at the big league level. Otherwise, you're going to get sent down. And now they're getting pushed by someone like Carson Wisenhunt, who I haven't seen a whole lot from. But when you sell me on the hype and it's 5 years, and it's not just him, it's kind of what he represents, him and Marco, this is going to change how we view the farm and how we develop, and we're not trading anybody. This is a new regime. It's been underwhelming, and that doesn't mean his career's over. It's just, I wanted a little more.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, live after going to Niners camp today. Our buddy Shasky from the Morning Roast is joining us right now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.